You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Last night, Jeremy went to see Matchbox 20.
Yeah. I went out of school night.
Speaking of Nicole, who is absolutely head over heels in love with Rob Thomas. So, did she bring her binoculars?
Can I tell you just how incredibly wonderful it was to look over at my wife multiple times throughout the night and just see her, like, clasping her hands together underneath, you know, like, her neck, you know, like, right there on her chest, and just gazing out at the band. And at one point, she leaned over. She's like, I wish the screens were a little bit bigger so I could see Rob better. But just absolute pure joy from my wife last night. So I scored a lot of husband points. She texted me this morning. I'll read you the text thread. She started off by saying, I love you. You complete me. I can't live without you. You're the sexiest man I know. That was the first text. And then she went into, what a fun night. I'm glad we did that. Thank you so much for taking me. And Dom,
what?
Thank you for staying until the end. That never happens.
Right. I think it's because I shamed the hell out of you.
No, it's nothing. It has zero to do with you. It has to do with my wife.
I know, but I told you a couple of times, don't leave early to beat traffic this time.
No, no, no. I had zero plans on leaving early last night. And if you saw her, I was like, I am keeping my mouth shut tonight. I will not check my watch. A lot, and I will stay here until the end. And sure enough, I believe it was Bright Lights was the final song. And when they wrapped it up, she looked at me. She's like, we can go now.
That's
and we beelined it out to the truck, made it home and in bed by midnight. And alarm went off at 3:30, and here we are.
Here we are.
I have
you run on adrenaline.
I have urinated about 10 times this morning because I just can't stop drinking coffee. Hashtag overshare.
You know, when we come out of break, I'm going to play Matchbox 20 for Nicole. And I already plugged a song in, but I could go back and put Bright Lights because I love that one.
I'll leave it. That was a heck of a way to end the show. Let me tell you, we were reminiscing a little bit on the drive home. Mm-hmm. Rob and the band, true performers, Dom. They sound exactly like how you would hear them coming out of your car speakers or a stereo at home. Mm-hmm. I mean, they are just spot on exact to what they sound like on their compact disc. I mean, they are true, true performers. He sounds great. He looks great. And then we started talking about how, you've been around a lot of bands, how do they remember the lyrics to all of these damn songs? How do they
do it? Some of them have teleprompters.
I don't think he did. I don't think he had teleprompters.
Probably not. I mean, he's not getting up there that
No,
that
I mean,
far
he was just
yet.
Belting them out, no problem. Boom, boom, boom.
I've wondered that same thing before, because there's no way I would remember. And some of these artists have, you know, a couple of hundred songs if you think about all of their albums.
Yes.
How do you remember? That's a great question. But let me go back a step. I have a question for you and for the listeners.
All right.
Because you brought up an interesting point. You said they sound just like they did on their compact discs.
Yep, that's right.
I've had this debate with people before. Because there are some people who want it to sound exactly like they remember. Mm-hmm. And there are other people who want it to be a little different because otherwise they say, I could just stay home and listen to my compact disc.
Right.
Or, you know, but I want it to be a little different. I want it to be a live experience.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure how I feel about this. I've
been to
hundreds
in the middle.
Of concerts. But
yeah, I mean,
yeah,
I've been
probably.
To 50. I mean, I'm in somewhere in the middle. I mean, they took a few of their songs and slowed them down and things like that. So, I mean, in that aspect, it was different. But with Matchbox 20, having them sound exactly like you'd hear on our radio station, there was something special about that. It's just like you knew what you were going to get, and you're like, yep, I love this, and I love every single song that you sing. And that's also something about Matchbox 20. I think he said something about their first album was like 30 years ago or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Every one of their songs still feels and sounds fresh.
Timeless. It's timeless.
They're fresh. You're like, oh my God, 3 a.m.? What did this come out like, 2 years ago?
That's the one I'm going to play.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. They have timeless music, which I think you and I were talking about the other day on the show. Like, we don't get tired of their music because it doesn't have, like, a time stamp on it some genres of music.
At all.
Right? Like the whole grunge music era, right, has a time stamp on it. Or the new wave stuff from the early 80s has a time stamp. It sounds like that. Or disco music from the 70s. But music like Matchbox 20 doesn't have that stamp on it, and it can transcend different generations.
Yep.
And did you see a lot of kids at the show?
He made a comment about there were people there of 7 to 70. He's like, I've been seeing, you know, young kids with their parents that were fans and then people in their 70s. So, yeah, there was a lot of kiddos there. We actually knew another family that was there last night that brought their kids.
Yeah.
Which was kind of funny because Matt Nathanson opened. And he had a potty mouth.
Oh, did he?
Really bad. And like making references about cucumbers put in places and things like that. And we're like, gasp.
Well, that's all right.
What?
It's a concert.
It's like, there's kids here.
I mean, really, if you're bringing your kids to a rock concert, you know, at
well,
you know,
I feel
9
like, you know, Matchbox
night,
20
then...
is fairly tame. You're not taking them to Metallica or something. But it's like, right. Whoa, this is.
By the way, If you want to take a shot back at listener Rick, who texted in, said the reason they sounded the way they did is because they were just lip syncing.
No, they weren't, Rick.
No,
they weren't.
Don't try to ruin it. It was all good.
You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.